Here's Lewis setting up Peterson. Down it goes. 12-11. Bulldogs by one. Both teams trying to win this important third set in the best of five. The sets are even in wins at one apiece tonight. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Seneca. No, it's an ace. Seneca tried to get under it for the pancake save and could not. That's another ace for libero player Holly King, 13-11. Bulldogs by two. King with a serve, fielded by Gilbertson. There's the set by Buffington. Ball driven over by Sein. Diving dig King, Lewis, and then over the top and down for Wanless. 14-11, Bailey Wanless back in the front row. Timeout, Seneca. Bulldogs lead it by three. Seneca and Ithaca even in wins tonight at one. We'll be right back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
14-11 Ithaca. Seneca feeling a little bit of pressure now. Head coach Shelley Davidson taking a timeout. We're back to it now. Holly King and the Bulldogs will try to keep up the momentum now. King with the run-up, and here's the serve. Fielded by Gilbertson. There's a quick set and push to the Bulldogs. It's to Maxwell, and over the top by JC, and she got it in. Nice setup by Ari Lewis for the assist, and that makes it 15-11. 15-11, Bulldogs. Serving will be Holly King. Holly drives it far side. That one is just a little bit long and out of bounds. Side out Seneca. They get a point back. 15-12. Into the lineup, Ann Manning. Front left for Seneca. The server is Ava Syme. Syme steps up. There is the serve. Fielded by King. There's Lewis getting the set, and Maxwell's shot blocked right back by Manning. Played again by the Bulldogs, and it's shot into the net by the Bulldogs. Bailey Wanless getting a swing on one and drove it into the net. That makes it 15-13. And look out, here comes Seneca. They're within two. Here's the whistle, the approach, and the serve, fielded by Jaden Bolin. King passes, and Bailey Wanless drives it in. Bailey, part of the waters with a big hit from a couple of steps behind the net. That makes it 16-13. Alyssa Muller will be into the lineup. And J.C. Maxwell will serve. She finished the second set serving, including an ace on game point. Bulldogs by three. There's the serve, dug by Gilbertson. Here's the set on the right side. Taking it over on the hit was Sein. Bulldogs try with Muller, and she drives it in. Lewis with the assist. Alyssa Muller gets the kill, and the Bulldogs lead by four. In for Seneca is Brittany Heise. She'll get in for some back row support. And the Bulldogs by four. Maxwell serves again. Pulls it down the line. Fielded by Seneca. They center it. And now pushed over by Wallen. Played by Muller. There's the set. Alyssa shot into the net. And a point for Seneca. 17-14. Into the lineup for Seneca, number 11, Lily Payne. Payne will serve. Back to the back row. Gets the whistle. Ithaca by three here in the third. There's the serve. King with a dig. Lewis with a set. Far side, Muller for the kill. Back row, Seneca. Highs. Now punch to the right side. Manning takes it over. Maxwell with a dig, Lewis, and now punched over by Wanless, and that's a lift called on Seneca. Bulldogs by four now, 18-14 in the second. Brindley Wanless is in for Kaylee Newkirk, and that front left, and Ari Lewis will serve. Seneca in serve-receive mode. Here's the approach and the serve, fielded by Seneca. They'll punch it to to the right side, into the net on a hit by Manning, and the Bulldogs go up by 5, 19-14. This is a crucial set here. Puts the pressure on the other team if he can go up here and force him to win two in a row. There's the serve. Seneca on the right side. Manning shot blocked by Wanless. Down it goes. 20-14. Bailey Wanless with a great play. Here's the serve by Lewis. That one's going to be a little long. Out of bounds. Side out for the Bulldogs. 20-15 the score. And the Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Awaiting a serve. There it is. Holly King makes the play. Lewis on the left side. Here's the shot by Muller. Fielded by Gilbertson. Back to the right side. And now punched to the back wall by Manning. Here's the set. Back to the middle. And driving it in is Wanless. Free ball back by Seneca. And it is out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will have it. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be 21. It still says 20. Here's the serve by Wanless. That one is a little long. 20-16 is what the scoreboard says. And Seneca will bring in number two, Emma Manning. Manning will serve. And the Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Got Tristan Peterson in front left. Here's the serve. Fielded by King. There's a set by Lewis and the shot by Peterson blocked by Manning. Back it goes again to the back row. Punched over by King. Back row Seneca. Here goes a shot into the net by Chambers. And the Bulldogs score. It is 21-16. Into the lineup will be Jaden Boland. Boland with the approach now. Gets the whistle from the official. Seneca in serve, receive mode. Bulldogs by 5. There's the serve. Back row diving in. Seneca, they'll keep it going, and they get it over the net. Here's a dig by Brindley Wanless. Set for Tristan Peterson. Dumps it over. Nope. Into the net for the Bulldogs. That makes it 21-17. Into the game for Seneca, number 13, Alea Baker. Baker playing that front left. Bulldogs leading by 4, within 4 of going out in this crucial third. Boland with a free ball to the net, slapped down by Seneca. Ava Syme makes it 21-18. She gets the kill. And Seneca will serve. Back to do the honors now is Heise with the approach. And there's the serve. Fielded by Brindley Wanless. There's Lewis setting it up. Peterson shot, blocked back. Nice job there by Chambers. And now knuckled over by Seneca. Here's Peterson, Lewis on the left side, and Maxwell drives it over. Diving dig Manning. Pass to the right side. Seneca dumps it over with a hit by Syme. Bulldogs can't get it over. It is 21-19, and Seneca has pulled within 2. Serving will be Seneca. Seneca moves all the way to the back wall. Here is the serve, fielded by Boland. That one hangs on the net, blocked back by Chambers. Now the Bulldogs try with Maxwell. It hit the antenna, and Seneca is within 1. 21-20, timeout. Ithaca, now they do change the score. I just started going with what the scoreboard says. Oh, wait a minute. Well, that shouldn't be right either. They got 22-21. Ithaca was missing a point. I do a running score. Ithaca was missing a point. Well, now they've got it back to 21-20. I'm not sure. And not that I can't make a mistake, but it seems the Bulldogs are missing a point. And it doesn't come into play unless it's a close one, and this one suddenly has become a close one again. The sets are even at 1 apiece. They've got it 21-20 in favor of the Bulldogs, and Seneca has been on a nice roll here. They are coming back strong. Here comes the whistle. It's Addison Davidson who's doing the honors. Davidson with a serve, and it's an ace, and we're tied. 21 apiece. Jamison with an ace. And they got it even on the board at 21 apiece. Seneca will serve. Trying to take the lead right here. Here's the serve. Fielded now by the Bulldogs, Peterson. And now the pass to Maxwell. Drives it over the line. Down it goes. Bulldogs take the lead at 22 to 21. Into the lineup, Kaylee Newkirk to serve as Brindley Wanless rotates out for the Bulldogs. And Kaylee will serve. Seneca in serve-receive mode. Bulldogs by one. Newkirk with the serve out of bounds. We're tied again. 22. And Seneca will serve. Kylie Chambers will do the honors. Moves to the back row. Chambers steps up. There's the serve. And Bolin plays it right in the back row. Pass to Lewis. Maxwell knuckles it over, played by Seneca, and Chambers brings it back to the left side, punched over by Manning. Back row, King, there's a set for Peterson, drives it in, and the Bulldogs lead 23-22. Tristan Peterson tomahawked that one past a possible Seneca block. Bulldogs by one, and Seneca's going to use a timeout. Sets are even at one, 23-22, our score here in the third set on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Bulldogs at 1 point, led by 6 in this game. They lead by the slimmest of margin, 23-22, and Holly King will serve. Fielded by Gilbertson. There's the set on the right side. Wallen drives it over. Bolin makes the play for the Bulldogs. Pass to the right side. Maxwell down the line. Got it in. J.C. Maxwell. That ball had eyes. 24-22. And the Bulldogs have game point in the third. Holly King will serve. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Seneca. Manning goes to the right side. Here's the shot over the top that time by Syme. Dug by Lewis. King. And now Maxwell for the win. It's going to be played by Seneca. One-hand save. And they'll get it over. But it's out of bounds. And the Bulldogs win set two. 25-22, the final. Bulldogs go up 2-1 in this rematch of Ridge and Valley Conference leaders here this evening. Bulldogs have put the pressure on Seneca. They have to win two more, or two in a row. But anything is possible the way this one's going tonight. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you. For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Well, Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs win set 3, 25-22. They had 7 kills from Bailey Wanless, 5 kills from Tristan Peterson, 2 kills from Alyssa Muller. Holly King had another ace for Seneca, 2 kills for Ava Syme, an ace for Addison Davison as well. And Ann Manning had a kill. Set number 4, the Bulldogs and Seneca have switched benches again. The Bulldogs to our right, Seneca to our left. Set 4, Bulldogs leading 2-1 in regional championship action, and Seneca will serve. Fielded now by Boland. Now Lewis sets it up near side. Maxwell for the kill. It is over and down. Tipped by Rhea Wallen, and the Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead. Holly King back to serve for the Bulldogs. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded now by Gilbertson. Set on the right side. Buffington gets it over. Taken now by King. Set by Lewis. And Wallace's shot into the net. Seneca is in the net. And a net violation puts the Bulldogs up 2-0. Filmy flip phone. Aquinas wins the third set against Richland Center. 25-12. They're up 2-1. And Holly King gets another ace to her resume tonight. There's an ace, and the Bulldogs go up 3-0. Cuba City has finished off Dodgeville in 3 sets tonight. Here's the serve by King. Free ball back by Seneca, out of bounds. And the Bulldogs start 4-0 here in the fourth. Coach Shelley Davison trying to calm her team. And the Bulldogs on a nice roll to start set 4. But as we know in the history of this one tonight, teams have each got on nice long runs of points. Here's the set. Left side. Here's a shot. Tipped by the Bulldogs. Out of bounds. And Seneca, that's the start for them. After the kill attempt by Ann Manning, it tipped off the Bulldogs. And that makes it 4-1. Middle point has swept Cashton tonight. Belmont over Pecatonica. Hillsborough has swept Brookwood. Here's the serve, and the Bulldogs can't play it. That'll go as an ace. And like I said, don't read anything into a fast start here because it hasn't mattered tonight. That was an ace for Lily Payne, and it's 4-2 Ithaca. Payne will serve again. Fielded now by Boland. Back to the far side, pushed by King, and knuckle over by Wanless. Back row Seneca. They'll set it for the middle. Tough shot in for Rhea Wallen. And Seneca is charged back with 3 straight points. Seneca will serve. Lily Payne gets the whistle. And here's the serve. Brings it near side. Boland let it go. Wow, that was close, but just out of bounds. I've got a bird's eye view up here. It was the right call. It just missed. 5-3. Bulldogs get the side out and will serve. A couple of players for the Bulldogs. Alyssa Muller is back in as they rotate. Kaylee Newkirk in the back row. There's the serve by the Bulldogs. Punched over by Buffington. Bulldogs with Lewis and now Wanless down the line. Diving in. Seneca can't get it. 6-3. Bulldogs. Bailey Wanless at middle. Bulldogs are strong when she is there. Muller to her left. Lewis to her right. And back to serve is J.C. Maxwell. 6-3 in favor of the Bulldogs, and it's a net serve. A point right back to Seneca. That makes it 6-4. And Seneca's libero, Skylet Gilbertson, will serve. Gilbertson gets the whistle. Here's the approach and the serve to the far side. Maxwell back to Lewis. And now Muller hits it into the net. It's a point for Seneca. That makes it 6-5. Gilbertson gets the ball and does the honors. Takes the whistle. Takes her time, and now here's the serve. Fielded by Holly King. Lewis back to the right side. Wallace drives it over the Seneca wall, and Seneca is going to get a point. The Bulldogs over the line. And we are tied at 6 here in set number 4. Ithaca leading on the night, 2-1 over Seneca. Skylet Gilbertson will serve. Skylet with the serve, fielded by King. Now Lewis brings it right back to Wanless. Her shot Blocked right back. Nice job by Chambers. Bulldogs try again. Shot by Muller. Blocked and in by Seneca. Timeout, Ithaca. 7-6. It is a lead right now for Seneca, and the Bulldogs will use a timeout. Man, this match and every volleyball match is like that, but Seneca, it looked like they could do nothing right. Bulldogs get out to a 4-0 lead, and then Seneca just gets it back in there, gets a positive spin going, and now they lead 7-6 and force the Bulldogs to use a timeout. Bulldogs have won a couple here tonight. Seneca winning the opener 25-21. Ithaca has proceeded to win the last two, 25-15 and 25-22. 7-6 Seneca in this fourth set. Teams coming back to the floor after a quick timeout. We'll get you some more scores in a little bit on the Filney flip phone when the action dies down a little bit. Here goes Skyla Gilbertson with the approach and the serve. Fielded by King. There's the pass by Lewis, and Muller takes a shot. Tipped by Seneca. Back row Gilbertson. Back to the front left. Manning takes it over. Played by Maxwell. Lewis down with a set. Muller bumps it over, and it is out of bounds. And Seneca leads by two at 8-6. Gilbertson gets the ball back, and we'll get the whistle. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by King. Here's the set, and then Wanless takes it through. Lewis to Bailey Wanless, who makes it a one-point set. 8-7 the score. Two kills in the set for Bailey. And Ari Lewis gets the whistle and the serve. Lewis drives it near side. Fielded by Seneca. They'll pass it left side. Chambers takes it over. Muller free balls it over, and Chambers slams it in, but Seneca is in the net. Net violation, 8-8, now back to even in the fourth. Serving is Ari Lewis. Here's the serve. Cut off by Gilbertson, set by Seneca, left side, Chambers takes it over. Cut off by Muller, there's King, back to the right side, pushed over by Wanless. Seneca will try again, pass to the right side, Chambers, shot blocked. Down it goes on the block kill by Wanless. Bailey got up and got on that one. 9-8 the score. Bulldogs back in the lead by one. Here's Lewis's serve. Gilbertson with a pass back to Davidson. Near side taking it over. Nice hit for Manning. Back to the right side. Blocked by Chambers. And now the Bulldogs drive it over on a hit by Muller. Seneca tries again to Chambers. Drives it over. Bulldogs over the line. 9-9 the score. And the side out belongs to Seneca. Seneca back to do the honors. Number two, Emma Manning, will do the honors. Steps up a couple of steps, and there's the serve. Fielded now by Brindley Wanless. Lewis to the left side. Shot through, and down it goes for Bailey Wanless. There she is again. Is, again, they're having some issues. Wait, the official was not ready, I don't believe. There's the serve. Play to the right side. Back to Seneca. They slam it down. And that makes it 10-10 on the scoreboard. Nice shot by number four, Kylie Chambers. And Seneca will substitute. So here comes Seneca back to do the honors. Addison Davison drives it far side. Going to be Muller setting it left side over the top of the left hand by Peterson. Down it goes. 11-10, Tristan Peterson. Front left and makes her presence known. Jaden Boland will serve. Boland back to the wall, gets the whistle. Here's the serve. That ball is going to be played by Seneca. Pass to the right side, taking a shot, and down it goes on a hit by Kylie Chambers. And we're back to even at 11. Kylie Chambers with the kill. So Seneca will do the honors. Back to the wall. Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Here's the approach and the serve by Kylie. King got a beat on one. Bolin plays it, and now hit number three has to go over, and it does on the hit by Peterson. Seneca passes it left side. Sign takes it. Back row Bulldogs set by Lewis. Shot is over the top by Peterson. Played by Seneca. Pass to the right side. They'll take it. Back row Bulldogs. Lewis. Maxwell sets it over. Seneca keeps it going. Hit number three. They get it over. Fielded by Seneca. The Bulldogs, Lewis, and now King gets it over. Pass back to the left side. Again, a shot by Stein is in. And Seneca will take over the lead. 12-11. Stein with the kill. Serving will be Seneca, number four, Kylie Chambers. Kylie with the approach and the serve. And it's an ace. Seneca goes up by two at 13-11. Kylie Chambers gets their team's second ace here in the game. 13-11 in favor of Seneca's Royals. Now in a big roll, trying to force it to a fifth tonight. There's the serve. That's an ace. 14-11. Another ace for Seneca's Kylie Chambers. Timeout taken by Ithaca. Seneca leads by three. The Bulldogs are up 2-1 in this classic rematch of the Ridge and Valley Conference from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Welcome back to Ithaca High School. Right in the middle of a heated battle here tonight. 14-11, Seneca in the lead. The serve by Seneca. Bolin gets the dig. Lewis near side. Maxwell takes it over. Fielded by Manning. There's the pass to the left side. Shot by Ava Syme. It walks its way over the net. Bulldogs collide. Lewis back to Maxwell, who drives it over. Seneca keeps it going in the middle and then punch it over. Wallen back row. Bulldogs. Now Lewis back to the right side. Down it goes on a big time kill by Tristan Peterson. 14-12. Bulldogs within two, and Kaylee Newkirk will serve. Bulldogs up 2-1. We're in the fourth. Seneca leads it 14-12. Newkirk with the serve. Fielded by Seneca. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot is Wallen. Played by Bolin. Here's the set near side. And Maxwell got it in. 14-13. J.C. Maxwell on the front left made it count. Kaylee Newkirk will serve. Bulldogs trying to tie it back up. Here's the serve, right side, popped up by Emma Manning, and now passed by Davidson to the left side, driving it over and out of bounds. Rhea Wallen shot the line and missed, and we're back to even at 14. 14 apiece. Kaylee Newkirk will serve. Here comes the approach, line drive serve, fielded by Seneca. Here's the set, and Manning shot blocked by Peterson, and the Bulldogs lead. 15-14, Tristan Peterson with a block kill. Bulldogs with a win would end it, and Seneca with a win would push it to a fifth tonight. Newkirk serve, dug by Gilbertson. Pass left side, shot blocked by Tristan Peterson. Ava Syme got a kill attempt. Peterson with a block kill, and the Bulldogs lead by two. Timeout by Seneca. We'll keep it here. Ithaca leading 2-1, and they're up 16-14 in the fourth tonight. Phil Neef flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Belleville 2-1 on Broadhead. Mineral Point has got the win by sweep over Cashton. Cuba City 3-0 over Dodgeville. Aquinas leading Richland Center 2-1. At last word, and last word, the Badgers were leading Penn State by a score of 10-7. And Hank Bray gets the score in from Arkansas, 58-25 over Mississippi State. I'm sure many were on their edge of their seats waiting for that one tonight. But we got it on. Here we go. 16-14, our score at Ithaca. Bulldogs up by two, and they lead the match 2-1. But whatever happens, it's not going to be easy for either team. Very good matchup tonight. Kaylee Newkirk with the serve goes left side. Manning can't get it. That's an ace. 17-14. Kaylee Newkirk orchestrates a very nice ace. And she will serve again. Here's the run-up and the serve. That is fielded now by Gilbertson. Set to the left side. Shot by Wallen. Blocked back by Bailey Wallace. And Seneca tries again for the back row attack. Driving it over is Gilbertson. Here's Lewis to Maxwell. Tough pass. Let her into the net. She tried to left-hand it. Couldn't get it. That'll make it 17-15. Seneca within two. They'll bring back Ann Manning in that front left. And serving will be Ava Syme. Syme with the approach and a net serve. Nice dig by King. Lewis to the right side and Maxwell takes it over. Gilbertson passes and Manning drives it back row. Bulldogs. Boland passes to the front. Punched over now by Tristan Peterson. Pass to the left side. Shot by Seneca. And they got it through the wall and down it goes. Seneca pulls within one. 17-16. That was Manning on the kill. Serving will be Ava Syme for Seneca. Here's the approach and the line drive serve played by Boland. Here's the set on the right side. Maxwell shot blocked by Seneca. Down it goes. And we're tied at 17. Alea Baker got to the handle on that one. Seneca will serve again. Ava Syme. Team's tied at 17. There's the serve. Cut off by King. There's the set. Wallace hits him out of the gym. Seneca takes the point. 18-17. Seneca by one in this set that has featured lots of streaks. Ava Syme with the run-up, and here is the line drive serve. Fielded by Newkirk. Lewis passes right side. Maxwell takes it over, and down it goes. Back to even. 18, even. Bulldogs take a little off of that one. Nice hit by JC, and now it will be Holly King's turn to serve. 18 apiece in the fourth. Bulldogs trying to win it in four tonight. Here's the serve, and it's going to be played back row by Heise. Set to the left side. Manning shot blocked by Bailey Wanless, and then Seneca's called for a lift. And the Bulldogs by a point. 19-18, the score here in the fourth. Bulldogs, Ridge and Valley Conference champions, trying to add a regional championship to that new banner. Here's the serve, played by Seneca, and get it over on the last hit. Baker with a hit. Here is Lewis, right side, and Maxwell's play. Played back row now by Manning, and then punched over by Buffington. Now played by Boland, back to the middle, shot by Wanless is out of bounds. Then we're back to even. Some good volleys going on tonight. Lily Payne is in for Seneca. She will serve. Seneca trying now to take the lead. 2-1 Bulldogs, 19 apiece in the fourth. Seneca serves. This one fielded by Boland. Now Lewis sets it up right side and Bailey Wanless takes it over. Fielded by Seneca. Left side to Manning, down the line. Good dig there by King. Back to the middle, and Wanless pushes it over. Seneca back to the middle, shot by Wallen. Blocked, and down it goes, and the Bulldogs take the lead. Bailey Wanless with another block. 20-19, Ithaca. J.C. Maxwell will serve. We're in the fourth. Bulldogs by one in a nail-biter here tonight. J.C. Maxwell gets the approach and the serve, and it's going to be fielded there by Heise. There's the set to Manning. Her shot is down. And Manning's had a big day tonight for Seneca. That makes it 20 apiece here in the fourth. Serving will be Scarlett Gilbertson, the libero player for Seneca. Royals trying to take the lead. There's the serve. Fielded by King. Lewis back to the left side, and a tough pass, and Wallace couldn't get it in. Seneca takes the lead, 21-20. Gilbertson will serve. The ball rolls to the back wall. And Gilbertson will try again. steps up. Here's the serve, fielded by King. Here's the set, and then the punch over. Down it goes by Wallace. And we're tied at 21. Bailey Wallace punching it in. Brindley Wallace back in the front left. Muller, Wallace in the front. And here comes the serve by the Bulldogs, fielded by Seneca, set to the right side, and it's going to be blocked by Muller. Back to Seneca, left. They're taking it over with Chambers. Maxwell gets a nice dig. Set to the right side. Muller's shot out of bounds. Seneca takes the lead again at 22-21. Emma Manning comes back into Seneca's lineup to serve. Seneca leading it 22-21 here in the fourth. Manning gets the whistle. Steps up. Here's the serve. Fielded by King. Lewis with a set. Far side. Wallace knuckles it to the left side. Seneca can't get it. And we're tied again. Pancake try there by Emma Manning. Couldn't quite get the hand underneath it cleanly. And Tristan Peterson is back in the front left. Bailey Wallace will serve for the Bulldogs. Here it is. Right side. Fielded by Seneca. Left now to Syme. Drives it over. Fielded by Muller. And Lewis gives it right back to Alyssa. She'll take it over. Blocked by Seneca. Muller punches it back. Punched back in by Chambers. And Seneca takes the lead. 23-22. Seneca. What a play by Kylie Chambers. Seneca trying to force it to a fifth set tonight. Addison Davidson will get the whistle. Seneca by one. There's the serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Lewis back to the right side. Peterson takes it over the wall. Played by Seneca. Gilbertson to the left side. Shot by Syme. Bulldogs can't play it. And Seneca has game point. 24-22 in favor of Seneca, trying to force it to a fifth set tonight. Addison Davison will serve. Steps up, and there it is. Knuckleball near side, Maxwell. Back to Lewis. Wallace punches it over, got it in. 24-23. Brindley Wallace with her first kill of the fourth set for Ithaca. Jaden Boland will serve. Bulldogs still with her back against the wall. Seneca still has game point, 24-23 here in the fourth. Jaden Boland trying to even the score. Steps up, and there's the serve. Seneca tries to get under it. They'll keep it live. Back to the left side. Punched over by Baker. Back row, Boland. Here's Lewis setting it up for Maxwell, who sets it over. Played now by Seneca. Back to Baker. She'll slap it over. Back row, there's King. Lewis, right side. Maxwell knuckles it over. Seneca trying to get it. They get it back to the middle. Popped up, out of bounds. We're back to even. 24-24, overtime now. First team to score two in a row will win. In the fourth, Bulldogs win it. They win the match. Seneca trying to push it to a fifth. Seneca gets the set in the middle, taking a shot. It's bumped to the ceiling by the Bulldogs. King back to the right side, punched over by Boland. Here's Seneca working it to the left side, taking a swing, and they get it in. Kylie Chambers makes it 25-24. Chambers with the kill. Seneca again with game point. Kylie is back to serve. The whistle, and Chambers with the approach. It's going to be played by King. Set on the left side, and Maxwell goes left-handed. And Seneca can't clear it. We're tied again. 25-25. Here in the fourth, Kaylee Newkirk is in to serve. Again, the first team that scores two will win this one. Newkirk with the serve. Fielded now by Gilbertson. Setting it left side. Wallen takes it out of bounds. But it was tipped. It was tipped by the Bulldogs, and that's a point for Seneca. Bulldogs were celebrating, and the officials talking about it. Yeah, it'll be a point for Seneca. 26-25. Bulldogs getting ready now for the chance to try and keep this one alive. It's game point again for Seneca. Here comes the whistle. Ava's sign with the approach. There's the line drive serve. Fielded by Boland. There's the set by Lewis. Near side, Maxwell softly takes it over. Gilbertson with a dig. Pass to the left side. Shot into the net. And we're tied again. 26-26 here in the fourth. Bulldogs leading 2-1. Back to even at 26. Boy, it's a noisy one here tonight. Holly King will serve. Bulldogs back to even with Seneca. And now officials checking on the rotation. I believe Seneca may want a timeout, and they're going to get it. We're tied at 26 here in the fourth. Bulldogs up 2-1 in the match. Wow, this just has a little bit of everything. Richland Center has won again. Boy, they're playing well tonight in lacrosse against Aquinas, it looks like. Richland Center took the fourth set, 25-21. They're tied at 2 apiece. Richland Center trying to knock off the number one team in the state in the rankings, Aquinas, tonight. That's going 5 in lacrosse. Royal 3-1 over Highland. Mount Horeb 3-1 over West Salem. Cuba City has swept Dodgeville 3-0. Mineral Point 3-0 on Cashton. Phil Neath flip phone tonight, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Here we go. Holly King to serve. We're tied at 26. Fielded by Gilbertson. Right side, Seneca taps it over. Maxwell, Lewis, Wanla slaps it over. Seneca keeps it going. Manning gets it over. There's a lift called on Seneca, or a double hit, I should say, and the Bulldogs take the lead. 27-26. The Bulldogs have not had an advantage here in this OT. Seneca has always taken the first point, so now the Bulldogs have game point for the first time. 27-26. Bulldogs trying to get that elusive point. Holly King with the approach, floats it over. Seneca passes to the middle, set by Davison, shot by Manning, back row, played by Manning, or Kaylee, it's going to be to the right side, punched over by Bailey Wanless. Seneca tries to get in the middle, taking it over and down, and we're tied again. Big hit for Seneca's number 10, Rhea Wallen, and we're even at 27 here in the fourth. Some extra, some overtime volleyball here tonight. Seneca will serve. We're back to even at 27. There's the serve. Fielded now by Newkirk. There's the set to the right side. Shot by Wanless. One-handed by Seneca. They'll keep it going. Back to the middle, and they'll get it over on hit number 4. Newkirk to Lewis. Right side, Maxwell. No! Into the net. 28-27, Seneca. By one, they've got game point again. Seneca will serve. Number 11, Lily Payne, puts it in play. Newkirk pops it up near side. Brought back by Wanless. Lewis gets it over. Fielded by Seneca. They'll move it to the left. Shot by Emma Manning. Back row. It's going to be played by King. There's the set. Wanless gets it down. Ari Lewis with a set. And Bailey Wanless for the kill. 28 apiece. Neither team can score two in a row. That shows you how even it's been here tonight. And Seneca and Ithaca went 5 sets, the 2 regular season conference matches they played this year. Here in the fourth, Bulldogs lead the match 2-1, but it's 28 apiece in the fourth. There's the serve, fielded by Seneca. The set by Davison. Left side ball blocked by Peterson. Punched over by Seneca. Kept live by Lewis. Punched over by Muller. Back row, Gilbertson. Seneca in the middle for the kill. Wallen, yes. And Seneca takes the lead again. 29-28. Rhea Wallen with the kill. Seneca with game point. 29-28. Gilbertson with the approach and the serve. Fielded by King. Here's the set. Back to Wanless. Dumps it over. And nice play by Seneca. Keeping it going. There's the shot in. And we are going to a fifth. 30-28, the final score. Seneca gets the win. Some big plays along the way, along the front row, and now the captains will meet again, and we're going to set number five. I knew it would happen. I would have put money on it tonight. They've gone five the first two meetings in the Ridge and Valley. The Bulldogs did win 2-0 in the Seneca tournament, but weekend tournaments are a little different. But both teams extremely even, and now tonight they're going to a fifth to decide who's moving on in the regional to the final, or the sectional, I should say, the sectional semifinal next week. The plaque, the regional plaque, is over on the far side, and it will be presented to whomever is the first one to get to 15. I have a feeling that 15 might not be enough to win it here the way this has gone. Coming up, the fifth set, which will tell the tale, next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
So we go to a fifth set here tonight for Seneca. Some really fine play there. Just adding up the totals and summaries, it looks like a total of five kills for Kylie Chambers, and she really came to play there. And also Ann Manning has a couple of kills in that one, leading the way. A couple of big hits for Ava Syme as well, gets a couple of kills. So Seneca gets the job done, forcing a fifth here tonight. The Bulldogs, led by Bailey Wallace with seven kills. Tristan Peterson had three, and Holly King had an ace. And tonight, the Bulldogs and Seneca going to a fifth set this evening. And they're talking it over right now after the captains had met. Wow, seems like the first set was a long time ago. Seneca won 25-21. The Bulldogs winning the middle two, 25-15 and 25-22. And Seneca winning most recently in that 30-28 overtime game. So the first one to 15 in the fifth will win it. Both teams, I think, feel that they've had opportunities. Consistency is always an issue. And both teams have had a little trouble with consistency tonight. Seneca will start serving, and here's the serve. And that's going to be let go, and wisely so. It's out of bounds. The Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead on a serve that went just a little bit long. Holly King will serve for the Bulldogs. Seneca rotates Brittany Heise back into the mix. And here is Holly King with the approach. Line drive serve, fielded by Heise. Here's the set on the right side. Manning takes the shot, blocked back by the Bulldogs. Seneca now gets it over on the hit by Davison, and down it goes, and we're tied. 1-1, Addison Davison getting into the act for Seneca. And now serving for Seneca will be number 11, Lily Payne, just in off the bench. Here's the serve, fielded by Newkirk. There's the set on the left side, taking a shot as Wadless. Down it goes. Bulldogs take a 2-1 lead. Bailey Wanless with the kill. This were the old days in scoring where you had to be serving to score. These games would never end, as even as this has been tonight. And we witnessed that in the fourth set. Nobody could score one more than one in a row until the end. Here's the set by Seneca. Back to the right side. Wanless is going to get a block on Manning. Now Manning tries again, and it's blocked again, and the Bulldogs take a 3-1 lead. Good job at the net there for Bailey Wanless. Coming in for Seneca is number two, Emma Manning. Manning taking the place in the front left, and J.C. Maxwell is the server. Fielded now by Seneca. Ball passed to the right side. Manning takes a shot. Played by Newkirk. Set to the middle. Wanless for the kill. Out of bounds. Then we're tied. No, we're not. 3-2, I should say. Bulldogs had a two-point lead. I'm just so used to it being a one-point set all the time. It is now 3-2. Bulldogs, again, the first 1-15, will win it tonight. Skylet Gilbertson with the serve. Fielded now by Newkirk. There's the set, and Muller for the kill. Got it through the wall, and down it goes. Bulldogs go up 4-2 on the kill by Alyssa Muller. Some senior power tonight. Brindley Wanless is in for Kaylee Newkirk. And Ari Lewis will serve. Lewis with the approach. Now it's fielded back row by Gilbertson. Here's the set. Seneca takes a shot. Blocked by the Bulldogs. Down it goes. That was Wanless again. And the Bulldogs go up 5-2 here in the fifth. In a match that has had just a little bit of everything. Some good play all around. Some dynamic moments. Lewis with the serve. Fielded by Manning. Pass back to the left side by Seneca. Chambers takes it over. Fielded by Muller. Lewis back to Alyssa Muller. Drives it over. Fielded now by Davison. Pass to the left side and Manning into the net. And the Bulldogs go up by 4. 6-2. Seneca will use a timeout. We are even in wins tonight at 2 each. Bulldogs are up in the fifth set. 6-2. And the teams going to the bench now, trying to catch their breath for a little bit. Boy, these young ladies have worked hard tonight. Lots of red faces. They have been working, and it might even be a little warm in here. I don't know, especially after all this action and with this this kind of a loud crowd tonight. Belleville and Broadhead are tied at 2. Royal, what? I think hopefully that's right. Royal gets the win against Highland tonight, 3-1. That would be the upset because Highland is the number one seed. So we'll do some work on that, but that's what it looks like. Here's the serve. Ball is going to be taken by Seneca, and they can't make the play. That'll make it 7-2. Bulldogs go up by 5 here tonight. So back to the Bulldogs. Here comes the serve by Lewis. No, into the net, and that gives Seneca a side out and a point. 7-3 the score. So that means that if the Bulldogs would win, they would have a home match on Thursday night. Highland, the number one seed, knocked off by Royal. And 3-1 is the final. That's a big one. Here's the serve by Seneca. No, net serve. And that makes it a score of 8-3. Side out for J.C. Maxwell. Here comes the serve. Played on the back row now by Seneca. Pass to the middle. Shot is going to be over and down. And that was a big-time kill there for Kylie Chambers. Seneca is not done. 8-4 is the score. They cut it in half. Chambers has made some dynamic plays tonight as well. Seneca rotates around. Back to the back row. Seneca to serve it. Bulldogs by 4 in the fifth. There's the serve. King plays it. Pass back to the middle. Muller shot out of bounds. That'll make it 8-5. Seneca is within 3, and so it goes. This is how the whole match has gone. You just think, okay, this team's pulling away. Wait a minute. No, they're not. Seneca now with the side out. 8-5. Here's the serve. Cut up by King. Back to Lewis in the middle and then punched over by Brindley Wanless. Back to the left side. Shot is going to be in and down for Seneca. Here they come. Ava Syme with a kill. That makes it 8-6. Holly King will get it back to the back row for Seneca. They will serve again. Bulldogs in serve-receive mode. Here's the approach and the serve. King fields it. Here's Lewis. Setting left side, ball knuckled in there by Tristan Peterson. Seneca passes left side and now driving it over is Manning. Here's the set and in the middle, Peterson slams it home. 9-6 the score. Tristan Peterson with the big time kill and the Bulldogs go back up by 3. J.C. Maxwell front left. Tristan Peterson in the middle. Friendly Wallace on the right side, and now serving will be Jaden Bolin. Bulldogs by three. Fielded now by Emma Manning. There's the set to the right side shot by Chambers. Blocked. It comes back to the Bulldogs. Right side. Wanless hits it into the net. 9-7 the score. Seneca within two here in the fifth. And they will serve. Kylie Chambers hustles to the back row for the serve. 9-7 Ithaca. There's the serve. It dies quickly. King got a hand on it. Whoa, nice job. Lewis gets it over. Maxwell to the left side. Hits it to the middle. Seneca on the right side. Drops it over. Diving in there, Wanless. King to the far side. Maxwell takes it down the line. Got it in. Bulldogs leading 10-7 by three. There were some plays there. My goodness. Kaylee Newkirk will serve for the Bulldogs. Kaylee gets the whistle. Bulldogs by three. Here's the serve, net serve. 10-8. Seneca takes the ball. Back to serve is Ava Syme Ithaca by two. Syme going to the back row. Here's the whistle. Steps up, and there's the line drive serve, fielded by Boland. Lewis sets it over to the far side. Maxwell takes it over the wall. Down it goes. 11-8. Bulldogs by three. Holly King will serve. Holly back. Gets the whistle. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Seneca. Pass back to the right side. Baker shot blocked by Newkirk. Ball goes to the right side and King punches it back row to Seneca. They'll try again. Davison right side taking a shot up. Out of bounds for Ann Manning on the kill attempt, and that makes it 12-8. 12-8 in favor of the Bulldogs within three of going out. Holly King with the serve. Fielded now by Seneca. Punch to the right side. There's the shot over the top that time by Baker. Set by the Bulldogs. Shot by Maxwell. Fielded back row by Heise. Passed in the middle. Seneca drives it in. Ann Manning. Keeps the hopes alive for Seneca. 12-9. Manning with the kill. Fans probably losing their voices by now. 12-9 Bulldogs here in the fifth set. Here comes the approach and the line drive served by Seneca, fielded by Newkirk. Pass to the left side and over and down for Bailey Wanless. 13-9. Wanless. And the Bulldogs leading this one. Maxwell will serve. J.C. Maxwell, and before she does, timeout Seneca. 13-9 in favor of the Bulldogs in the fifth set. Royal over Highland tonight, 3-1. So Royal waits in the wings. Belleville and Broadhead tied at two. Aquinas and Richland Center are in the fifth. Aquinas is up late in that match by one, it looks like, 14-13. Wow. Some great volleyball being played here on regional final Saturday night. Timeout will end, and Seneca back to the floor. Seneca reeling a bit right now. The Bulldogs have been able to hold an advantage here in this one. Biggest lead for Ithaca has been by 5 points. Currently leading by four. J.C. Maxwell will serve here in the fifth game. Maxwell with a serve, fielded near side by Gilbertson. Set by Seneca, taking a shot is Manning. Over the top, played by Muller. Lewis, down it goes, and the Bulldogs have game point. Wait a minute. No, they're going to call Ithaca for being in the net. That's a big play. 13-10, Bulldogs leading Seneca. Here's the serve by the Royals. Fielded by King. Set by Lewis. Left side. Muller takes it over. Fielded near side. Played by Seneca in the middle. Driving it over is Chambers. Here is Lewis. Back to Muller. She knuckles it over. Fielded now by Manning. Set back to the right side. Shot by Manning. Blocked by the Bulldogs. But out of bounds. Seneca back within two. 13-11. Bulldogs by two. They need two to go out. Gilbertson with the serve for Seneca. King fields it for Ithaca. Lewis sets it up and dumped over quickly by Wallace. Played by Seneca back to the middle. Chambers fires it back row. Bulldogs. Here's Maxwell and Lewis and Wallace. Down it goes. And now the Bulldogs have game point. 14-11.